listen to the testimony of someone who's done Route 60 many times. You might know Darren Scott. Yeah. Woo! He deserves an applause. He's from our church. And just hear him out, guys.
Hello. I've done Route 61 loads of times. I think it was Route 61 that made me stay here in the church. I think Chris was telling me that church was started about 3.5 years ago, and I think it's I think it Route 61, the forgiveness was a strong week for me. Not the first time round. I remember when I did Route 61 the first time, and I absolutely hated it because I was just so resistant to anything that God was going to do, and I had no expectation, hope, or belief God was there. So I wasn't really in the right place. And I came to Teesside as a student, and I did like my degree and like PhD and all that, and I stayed in the same church, Middlesbrough Community Church or St. Aidan's, like an awesome like church, awesome people, and really that's the church that I grew up in, and then just like when I finished my degree, like sort of probably about like sort of 20 years ago. Got myself into a bit of an issue. Actually, I don't know how many. My memory is absolutely terrible. I think my son's 7, and he's like 12 or something like that. So in terms of dates, I'm not that good. But yeah, I think like one of the main things when I was sort of growing up, it was during the when the two towers came down, and that was a bit of a shock to me because. It brought back like a number of things about my dad, because my dad, he jumped off a bridge when I was about 10. So, and I'd sort of switched off to that. And then when it came to them two towers coming down, like, when you see like I think there was like a scene where you see these people sort of jumping out and falling down the buildings. And that was like quite a strong thing. So I decided to deal with that by getting really, really drunk and sort of just hide everything. And as a result of that, I got myself into some real big trouble, and which sent me into depression. I had depression for about 10, 15 years. So even though I was in an amazing church with some amazing people, and like my best friend, like Terry Young, and some people might know, great people around me, but they just couldn't help me because... I'd got so knocked that I'd got myself into that situation that I was so knocked at God, really. Like, how could he let me sort of get myself into that position? And I felt I'd been sort of being dealt a poor hand, like deck of cards. And sort of for about 15 years, I was still going to church and leading worship and going to the cell groups or house groups or whatever they're called. Lots of different names for all these house group things. And that was a nightmare because I'd lost faith in God helping me or being with me when I was finding times hard. When I was listening to people in their life group sort of saying, God's done this and God spoke to me in this way, if I acknowledged that God had done those things, then I was saying to myself that I'm not getting that from God. And so I used to just challenge people. And boy, it was a nightmare for them. I'm not a very nice person when I'm against you. And I had loads of really good people sort of trying to sort of move me on. And I'd forgiven my dad, because you tend to think, because my dad, like, sort of, like, killed himself, like, that, maybe it was that. And I knew I'd dealt with that. And I'd forgiven, like, people around the circumstances that got myself into problems. But I just found that just depression meant that I was just in a very, very dark place, and I just couldn't have any hope. And I think when I came to, like, I think one of the reasons I probably left MCC was just because I was getting nothing from them. They couldn't help me. even though they're awesome guys. And then I came here, and sort of going through the first Route 61, like I say, I had no expectation that God was going to do anything in me or for me or speak to me or anything. So I was like a rock hard shell, and it was a bit naff really. And then it was only when I did the Route 61 the second time, and I got to this week about forgiveness, and I realized that I had to forgive God for letting me down, and I had to forgive myself for allowing myself to screw up my life. And I know that God did something massive in this particular sort of day. I was like, I think it was one of the weeks when he was soaking, and I was lying down, and I just opened myself up, and I just felt totally filled with God, just like absolutely buzzing all over the place. And it was just like just reminding me of how close I'd been with God beforehand. And it was like absolutely awesome. And then you leave church and you think, you know, that was a really good night. But I think the biggest thing that I knew that I dealt with the forgiveness issue was that I could wake up in the morning and get up. Because for 10, 15 years of, like, Sharon just had, my wife Sharon got nothing out of me. We've got, like, you know, we look through the videos now, like sort of nice happy videos with the kids and her, and she's always smiling, but she was as miserable as anything because of me, which is horrible. It reminds me of I don't know if you've seen Lord of the Rings, and because there's this guy King Theoden, the one who's like sort of sat down, and he's been sort of, he's under the spell. And he's sat there, and he can't actually live out his life. And I think for a number of years, he's just stuck there. And he just can't do anything, even though he can see that he's hurting people and it's all so dark. And then the wizard comes and sets him free. And he sort of wakes up, and then he realizes that he'd missed loads from his life. And how much nasty stuff's gone on. That's what it felt like, you know, being in a place of depression. You know, maybe some people are in a place of depression. To me, depression was like cancer. No chance God's going to heal it. Healed me from that. So I stopped taking the tablets. I was on them for 15 years, and I just couldn't get up. To me, it was just a lot of hope just being able to get up and just... having hope, off I go. Since then, been up and down and stuff like that, but it's in terms of my forgiveness thing, was forgiving myself and God. But God's awesome. Amen. Yeah, definitely. That's my bit on forgiveness.